Freedom from constellations. In advance of this prayer, you should have already named the constellations that we will be addressing today. We will be referring to them as the named constellations throughout this prayer. Your agreement is a big part of deliverance. At the end of every point, I will ask, do you agree? And it's your responsibility to give a verbal yes at each of these prompts. Let's begin. Father in heaven, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and renounce the named constellations and their interface points with the listener's genetics, cells of every type, DNA strands, bone marrow, anchors, and markers. We address all the powers of darkness associated with the constellations, including all related oversouls, and serve them a bill of divorce. We pull up the hidden documents detailing every covenant, contract, agreement, certificate, oath, and vow, entangling the listener, and include all related books of wisdom, books of knowledge, books of philosophy, books of time travel, Freemasonic books, and all other evil sacred books, and command that they be stamped with the blood of Jesus. We call for them to be nailed to the cross of Jesus Christ and burned with holy consuming fire. Do you agree? In the name of Jesus, we pray that your heavenly host would be put on assignment to discover and apprehend every part belonging to the listener that is loyal to, affiliated with, or in bondage to the name constellations. We pray that those parts would be escorted to the feet of the Lion of the tribe of Judah to be purged and completely healed, delivered. Do you agree? So we now identify all territory occupied by the named constellations, including territory in the listener's genetic code, marker cells of every type, bone marrow, DNA strands, and blood. We furthermore include all territory in the listener's physical body, respiratory system, digestive system, cardiovascular system, renal system, endocrine system, nervous system, musculoskeletal system, exocrine system, lymphatic system, immune system, and sexual and reproductive system, soul, spirit, heart, decisions, worship, business, destiny, stars, offices, and relationships. We deed the territory over to the kingdom of God and invite you, Lord Jesus, to take the throne and to rule over this territory with your rod of iron. Do you agree? In the name of Jesus, we now bind all gatekeepers and discover each and every portal access point associated with the named constellations and their interface points with the listener's genetics, markers, cells of every type, bone marrow, DNA strands, strongholds, and blood, and all sentient intelligences along with their agendas, connected realms, timelines, and all associated counterfeit inheritance. Do you agree? So we place the blood of Jesus upon every portal access point in all timelines, every realm, age, and dimension, past, present, and future, to infinity and from the beginning across eternity, and seal them with the Holy Spirit. We declare that they are put to sleep and permanently deactivated from this point in time and out of time, forward and backward and in every direction, inside out, upside down, back and forth, reversed, inverted, and vortexed. Do you agree? So we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and cut the listener free from the named constellations. We liberate the listener's genetics, markers, cells of every type, bone marrow, DNA strands, and blood. We sever all sentient intelligences along with their agendas, related realms, timelines, and counterfeit inheritance in Jesus' name. Do you agree? We administrate the return of every form of counterfeit inheritance, inclusive of promised wealth, position, status, calling, ability, power, roots, pride, genetic code, seed, ungodly grafts, ungodly citizenship, and all associated rites of passage, and any other form of counterfeit inheritance in Jesus' name. We refuse it and sever the listener from it, and from this point in time and out of time, forward and backward and in every direction, inside out, upside down, back and forth, reversed, inverted, and vortex, we speak that the listener receives their inheritance in Jesus Christ. We also declare your word in Proverbs 13:22, which says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just, and speak that the listener receives the wealth, freedom, giftings, and abilities held hostage by the named constellations as a recipient of wealth transfer in Jesus' name. Furthermore, the listener's physical children and children's children are an inheritance in Jesus Christ, and we receive them and their redemption in Jesus Christ. We renounce all spirit children and ungodly offspring related to the named constellations, and undo all quantum entanglements involved in their creation. We command their judgment and the purging of the spaces and realms they occupy or interface with by judgment through living water mingled with all consuming fire. Do you agree? We renounce all ungodly paternal and maternal claims, sponsorships and affiliations, apprenticeships, royal appointments, offices and council appointments associated with the named constellation. We pray for an annulling of all associated dedications, ceremonies, and celebrations. In doing so, we now declare reversal upon every ungodly pronouncement and judgment passed against the listener, their household, offspring, finances, marriage, destiny, mandate, stars, godly scrolls, and every other implicated component of their life, archy, and metron. Do you agree? We now speak a blood transfusion, a new breath of life to the listener from Jesus Christ. In the process, I declare that all named constellation circuitry, nanotech, back doors, front doors, side doors, trap doors, infinite doors, hidden doors, cords, insects, vampiric structures, reset devices, energy draining devices, implants, wires, cables, chips, computers, chains, programs, backup programs, power sources, backup power sources, anomalous magnetic fields, gravitational manipulations, quantum regenerators, receptors, star dust, robots, embryos, fetuses, holograms, clones, data packets, ungodly grafts, and eggs are destroyed. And that all of their residue is purged with living water. We now take authority over every evil spirit on the inside of the listener and around the listener that has been operating due to the named constellations and their interface points. With the listener's associated genetic code markers, cells of every type, DNA strands, bone marrow assignments, and blood, we declare that you are discovered, apprehended, bound, pierced through, and thrust out of the listener for judgment. We also discover every part that is a composite of genetic components of the listener and others associated with the constellation and held together by a cord that binds. We declare that the cords are cut, the cords in cords are cut, and that all threefold cords are cut, and that each part is separated into its components. All ungodly components and components that are not of the listener are now bound. We declare that all of you are now being sent to where the true Lord Jesus Christ sends you. Do you agree? So we pray that every spiritual object, tattoo, device, label, jewel, amulet, necklace, earring, rock, crown, ring, bracelet, charm, garment, scepter, marker, power source, tracking device, system, grid, or branding placed in or around every part of the listener in order to anchor the listener to the named constellations would be consumed in the holy fire of Jesus Christ and totally dissolved. Do you agree? So I call for every algorithm or formula created from the listener's DNA and genetic material that is projected throughout the named constellations to be shut down in every age, realm, dimension, and timeline, past, present, and future to infinity. I command the immediate apprehension of every cosmic artificial intelligence and technology behind those projections and call for viruses encoded with heavenly algorithms to be uploaded into them and their computers in order to destroy them in judgment. Do you agree? We identify every intergalactic and interplanetary data bank and computer that contains within its records or mainframe data, equations, parts, algorithms, and information of any manner extracted from the listener's humanity. We declare that angels are sent forth to liberate every part of the listener held captive in these data banks and pray that all other records and information in them related to the listener would be forcefully erased and permanently deleted. We call for the lightning of God to destroy every ungodly altar, both sacrificial and honorary, as well as effigies contained within the named constellations representing the listener or bearing their name, image, or likeness, or in the listener representing the named constellations and bearing their names, images, or likenesses. We also call for the annulling and removal of every curse and ungodly insertion placed on the times and seasons of the listener's life in synchronicity with the named constellations. We speak synchronization with what has been written about the listener in the books of the Most High God. Do you agree? So lastly, we speak that the listener is a witness to cosmic injustice and a child of the Most High God. It is written that the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Therefore, we call for the purging and healing of the heavenly bodies associated with the named constellations, with the river of living water flowing from the throne of God. We pray that your lightning would now strike and sever any ungodly points of connectivity that remain, and we render this entire confession established in every timeline, age, realm, dimension, frequency, vibration, planet, cosmos, constellation, and universe, past, present, and future to infinity, and from the beginning across eternity. Amen.